Columbia Morning News Talk 1400 KFRU. It's good to talk to psychologist Mike Mayer and hear what he has to say about the topics that he brings to us. Dr. Mayer, good morning again.
Good morning, David.
This is one about authority, and I kind of like this. And somebody had called me up a few weeks ago and said, wonder if Dr. Mayer would ever talk about authority and authority figures and whether they are due our respect, or why do certain authority figures reach to the point that they are when maybe they have some shadiness about them. I don't know how you want to take this direction, but I'm kind of curious about it.
Well, we can all be shitty, and we can all not be shitty, you know, if you really look at it. But, you know, this topic really, it's so difficult to talk about because we have two sides to this issue. But it starts early in our lives, authority, and it's going to influence us until we exit this world. But this is a topic where one answer does not fit all, David. Authority has its roots in many different belief systems, and that's part of the problem. There's political, there's financial, there's spiritual, there's educational, there's personal, there's familial. There's many sources of authority, and these sources affect our beliefs, and they affect our attitudes about authority. Thus, the difficulty in agreeing on following the various authoritative figures, because it is difficult. It's very frustrating. So which authority figures or systems do we believe in? That's difficult, too. Then, to make things more complicated, our learning about authority as we know but forget starts with two people who we should trust most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know where you're going with that. Yeah,
parents. Starts way early. It's amazing how the simple act of being an authority figure in your child's life can set the stage for their beliefs and about respect for authority. So that's an important piece. Now, here are two of the many issues with authority. First is those in authority earning their respect from those who are under their influence. And then the second part of that is those under the influence of authority giving respect to those in authority. So it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And these two positions require both groups to look within themselves to determine where they stand on the authority spectrum. And I think that's important. To be an authority figure is a difficult task. As the authority figure, we have the responsibility to ascertain the appropriateness of our requests and our demands on those we lead. The problem is, do we know what is good and appropriate for our followers? Where did we, as an authority figure, learn how to lead others? Was it by our own personal beliefs about what we think is right, not understanding the unique and appropriate needs of the others we lead? Or do we lead by first understanding the legitimate needs of our followers and then leading them with appropriate and fair boundaries? So one is getting that knowledge first about those we lead. It's not an easy task, and there are no easy answers. Then, on the other hand, those under the influence of authority have their obligation to give the respect to those who lead us with fair and appropriate expectations and rules. Our judgment of these rules should not be based on our selfish needs to have it our way. Our followers need to look at, as followers, we need to look at what is good not only for us, but also good for others. And that is a difficult call to make. So the world is not just here for us. You have a thought there?
Well, yes. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I mean, because what you're talking about is getting outside of just our own personal interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, we have to work together as leaders and followers. You know, there will be many fair and appropriate boundaries and rules given to us that selfishly we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for the good of the whole, we will comply. We do have to have good leaders and good followers. So if you want to be a good leader and follower, think and understand the other person's viewpoint. Be aware that we all have to be followers of someone and have to accept certain appropriate boundaries. To not be an authority figure if you are not willing to understand the appropriate and doable thoughts and needs of others. So if you can't do those things, you know, we're not going to have good leaders and followers, which comes down to we need to respect each other and we need to love each other as people sharing this world.
That's an important message, and it's one that I think we really need to hear right now. Of course, it's appropriate for this time of the year with the message that the Christians will have for the Christmas season. But just overall, I think that if we can look through that lens at those around us on a close basis, as well as those who are leading us through any kind of other means on a basis that is a national basis or state basis, this is something we need to hear.
And something that's difficult to do, but it's very meaningful. And I think if we can be a good leader and a good follower, I think we're going to enjoy life more and feel better mentally.
Dr. Mayer, we appreciate those words. Thank you.
Thank you, David.